Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Okay, post-game wrap time where Giants fans are reluctant to go home, and I don't blame them. What a fun day here at the ballpark. The Giants beat the Dodgers 5-0. Look, this is not said as a criticism. I guarantee you the Dodgers were walking into this ballpark today thinking, we got them. After the way last night went, momentum's on their side. Let's win this game. We'll be one back. We're the defending World Series champion. That's the arrogance you should have. You're a good team. The Dodgers are a really good team. I guarantee you they came into today's game thinking, this is going to be a big win for our team. And that, to me, that's what makes today so cool for the Giants, because they outplayed them. They whipped them 5-0, and it could have been more.
Well, I think your instinct is right on point. And, look, they go from here to Arizona and play the D-backs for 3, and D-backs just lost Eduardo Escobar. So, I mean, it's a series you figure that they're going to win. And they're just thinking, well, okay, that'll be a two-series win road trip. Here we go, as they springboard into the trade deadline, then into August. This was a big, big win. And I think there were so many things that happened in this game that were significant as the Giants go forth. Number one, Johnny Cueto. He was so spectacular today. You know, we saw it the last couple starts where he really started to get a command of his fastball. And when that happens, he's a guy that can use both types of movement on the fastball on both sides of the plate, and he can pitch at the knees and he can elevate. I mean, those are three big locational weapons that he has, and he can do it with two types of movement. It sets up his changeup. It sets up the backdoor cutter, and everything that he tried today, he was able to do. The Giants, to their credit offensively, they put a two spot up, getting Crawford back. He gets a double with the bases loaded, the hit that they couldn't get, and he does it in a two-out situation. So they get a two-run lead, then they add to it, and then they just keep adding to it and adding to it. They played great ball today, but they got Cueto back. They got Cueto back on point because he had a stop job against L.A. in this ballpark where his lifetime ERA was 6.97 against the Dodgers. And he threw up 5 2/3 of shutout ball. That is a huge thing for this team.
You know, when I think of his best performances this year, I think of this game and the game against the A's when we came back to full capacity, had a big crowd. It was a Friday night. It was an adrenaline kind of game. The A's, first place team at that point in the American League West. I do think, Johnny, you're the biggest stages, the biggest moments. The adrenaline gets pumping. We saw 96 from Johnny Cueto today. 96.
I know. I mean, he loves a crowd. I mean, that was one of the reasons he came to San Francisco. He knew he was going to get an audience, and he's a performer.
Well, I mean, for me, the two things just go hand in hand. Cueto going out, and he made a statement in the first inning, and they didn't get anything going against him, and three up, three down. And when they finally got a hit in the second inning, he immediately got Albert Pujols to hit the double play ball. That was the end of that. And there wasn't a whole lot of hard contact being made against Johnny Cueto. But then the Giants did their game. I suppose for the Dodgers, it was like looking at themselves hit when they saw one guy after the other just refused to go out of the strike zone against Price. He had been averaging a little over 2 walks per 9 innings. And he walked 3 guys. He walks the bases loaded in the first inning. And there's Crawford. Now, maybe Brandon had some thoughts about what to expect coming back, but we don't know because he was the hottest hitter on the planet before the All-Star break, and then right after he kept hitting in St. Louis, and then he got hurt, and right away he hits that double to knock in 2 runs, and that also set a tone. On the other side, the Giants knocked in every one of their runs in this game with 2 out clutch hits, and it was kind of infectious up and down the lineup. So And it ended up being more than enough for Cueto. And then, and it was, I thought, a very interesting moment when Gabe Kapler went to the mound. He had the left-hander ready, Harleen Garcia, with Bellinger coming up as the possible tying run. It was 4-0 at the time, bases loaded. But he had a long talk with Cueto out there. I mean, what do you think was going on there with Kapler and Cueto in that conversation?
Well, I think he was telling him how well he pitched today. And it's really a hard decision for him to make this move. But he says, I'm going to make this move. And I think he had a way of praising him in front of all the infielders that were gathered around. I just think he took a moment there to let Johnny Cueto know how much he appreciated this effort today.
Cool. Yeah. So, and I think Giants fans would echo that same sentiment.
He was good.
Yeah, that was just big-time performance by Cueto, and I think a big-time performance overall. Different. I mean, look, there's so much more baseball to be played, but there's not many more head-to-head matchups with the team that's trying to catch them. And so instead of a one-game lead in the division, they walk out of here today with a three-game lead. It's big. Great performance all the way around. We will step aside, pick some players when we come back after this. Okay, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick players of the game after the Giants beat L.A. 5-0. I think I went first yesterday. So, Mike, you want to go first today?
Okay, well, then I'm going to take I'll take Johnny Cueto just because of what we talked about. He's so fun to watch, and I just love it when a veteran in his 14th year rises to the occasion. And really, when you looked at the track record that he had this ballpark, it just wasn't good. I mean, he beat him a couple times, but they were hard on him here. I mean, he's got an ERA under 3 in Dodger Stadium, but here it was in the high sixes. And this is not just a short – there are a lot of innings. And today he just put on a performance, and I think it totally set the stage. As John pointed out, I mean, he shut him down the first inning. He got that Giants team in the inning in that dugout quickly. Yeah, it was like he went out there, whoop, three outs. Giants go hit, and then they came up with a two spot. I just thought that he set the stage. He was brilliant. Cueto, my guy.
Yeah, good one.
Good pick, Mike.
Brilliant performance. Well, I want to go just the opposite side because that same first inning, we already talked about it, but Crawford got the two-out hit because it would have been kind of a downer to let that all those gifts go by, three walks from David Price, who just was having a hard time throwing a strike, and then Crawford got the hit. And I thought it was also some pretty good hitting. He didn't try to yank it. He didn't try to be heroic on it. He just took the pitch that he was given, and he hit it hard, and a bouncer right past third base. And they were bunched up well away from third base against him. So that put the Giants ahead, and right away, that was what – put some runs on the board. They got that clutch hit that they needed. But he also, then the next inning, he starts an inning-ending double play, and he was in the middle of another inning-ending double play in the fifth inning, and that was not such an easy play with Cueto having to take the throw at first base, rough to Crawford, and then to the moving target, Cueto at first, and that was just brilliantly done with McKinney, who moves pretty well heading to first base. So, and I think that, you kind of look at Cueto as like, hey, nice job getting over there and taking that throw and whatnot. But just a perfect feed also from Crawford.
Oh, it really was. I mean, we just take him for granted until he doesn't play for 10 days. And now we welcome him back. Great pick.
Yeah, really good. And, to your point about the two-out hitting, Giants did not hit a home run in this series, and they won 2 out of 3 games. Now, I would recommend the Giants get back to hitting as many home runs as they possibly can. I'm not discouraging them from hitting the home run ball, but just in case you thought, oh, that's an offense that's just totally dependent. If they don't hit the home run, they can't win. They took 2 out of 3 from the defending world champs, the team with the second-best record, without hitting a home run in the three games. So those two-out hits today were huge.
Yeah. They really were.
Yeah.
Good pick. Well, I'm going to take a guy who was in the game for 3 pitches, and that's Harleen Garcia. It was just such a big moment. The Dodgers were looking to get right back. Giants had totally controlled the game until that point, and they did not turn a double play when they could have. I mean, it was a little bit of an in-between hop, but Donovan Solano didn't field it cleanly. The Giants got just one out, and that extended the inning, and The Dodgers loaded him up, and Justin Turner had an all-time battle with Cueto to get him loaded. And you guys talked about the sequence between Gabe and Cueto. And maybe he doesn't make the move if he doesn't have a guy that he really, really trusts right now. And Harleen Garcia, just a great matchup for Bellinger. And 1-2-3, three pitches, a strikeout, inning over. Dodgers never scored.
Pitched him.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Awesome. Great pick.
Great sequences, I thought, of the whole year for Giants pitcher.
100% agree. Huge significance.
So that's my guy.
And we have a kite pick. That was a good pick, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah.
The kite pick, he's going to take Lamont Wade Jr. kind of hit off a left-hander. Cape said as soon as he does, he's got to go into Gabe's office and start moaning and groaning about him not being able to play against lefties.
It was a double. It knocked in a run. It wasn't just a little bloop or something. He smoked one into the gap.
104 miles an hour off the bat.
The opposite field. That is a good at bat.
So that I'm sure that makes him feel a lot better. He didn't have to keep talking about the fact that he's never had a hit against a lefty. He's got one now.
He's got one. Good he's got his kite. First big league hit against a lefty. He's probably shaking his head going, what's the big deal?
And I think as mom and dad, they were out here for the series.
Oh, yeah. That was for mom and dad is what that was.
They saw him get injured and had to be very worried about what had happened to him in Tuesday night's game, and then they see him get this big hit today. So
well, his parents had to be thinking they're bad luck. I mean, they watched him strike out five times and hit two balls off his shin.
Yeah. Not that we were thinking that. Yeah. You guys leaving soon? Or
great to meet you, but
hey, use my Uber account.
Well, good pick, Kipe. Lamont Wade Jr., congratulations. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Before we get to tomorrow's game, Gabe Kapler, D.C., was listening in to the comments after the game. Optimistic that Buster's going to be ready to start tomorrow, and the Giants will make a couple different lineups. Gabe likes to plan ahead. He doesn't like to just take a total night off and have dinner and not think about it. He wants to be thinking about this first-place Giants team. So tonight they're going to conference and probably make two lineups, but he's optimistic Buster will be in there.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, because, look, the Astros come in, and Houston, we know they're a first-place team. They've been just a juggernaut offensive team, probably the best-hitting team in the game, and they have their three best starters lined up for the Giants. So if you thought maybe you might get a break, uh-uh. And Friday night, tomorrow night, Framber Valdez, a left-hander who can be really tough. So I think the Giants will be glad to have Posey if he's good to go.
I'm looking forward to this series.
Dusty Baker will be here. Astros are good. World Series preview, who knows?
Interleague play at its best. Right?
This is it.
What does Kipe say?
Bring him on.
Bring him on.
It is. This is what if you're going to have interleague play, this is what you want. Two of the best teams in the game going head-to-head. So it should be fun tomorrow night. Friday night baseball, Giants and the Astros. What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. So we will have the highlights right after this.
Hey everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.